Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan. Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe.
66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
Hey, what is up? The Midday Show, Beningo and Roberts on a Monday in New York City. Where is Joe right now, you ask?
Come on.
He's teeing it up, baby. He's hitting that golf ball as straight as he can. A well-deserved off week for Joe Beningo. And I know that Joe has always dreamt of not only getting a week off in the summer, which we normally do, but getting All-Star Week off. He's very, very excited about that. I kind of like All-Star Week. Maybe I'm a dying breed because as much as I love baseball, and I do, it's my favorite sport. I watch 87 games a night. Lugie will tell you who's filling in for Ernie. I'm obsessed with everything that happens. I need a break. I need a respite. Giannotti said something so right on as they were wrapping up the Boomer and Geo show. He said, this is an opportunity to sleep. It's true, because for my birthday, my wife got me this great gift. It's called a Fitbit. I know that's wildly popular. And so this Fitbit has me obsessed with how many steps I take, but more than that, my sleep. And so for the last 5 days, I've analyzed that I don't sleep. I literally get four and a half hours, maybe five a night. And maybe for some, that's a lot. I don't know. For me, it's kind of depressing to see how little sleep I get. And part of the reason I don't get a lot of sleep are the LA Dodgers and the San Diego Padres and the Oakland A's and Jet Roberts. He deserves some blame when he wakes up in the middle of the night. And so while All-Star break can't fix the possibility that Jet may get up at all hours, it does fix the problem of watching Max Muncy come up in a big spot, seventh inning, game on the line. So the All-Star break is a nice respite. And it's also a nice respite to take a look back and take stock at what the hell has happened in the first half of the year. And we've said this about the Yankees. The Yankees have had a bizarro, absolute bizarro first half of the year. Because if I would have told you back in March, and I hate saying that, if I would have told you 5 months ago, this is happening. But if I would have told you 5 months ago, the New York Yankees are going to be 62-33 and on pace to win 105 games, every Yankee fan would be excited. Because the expectations for this team, yes, very, very high, but winning 105 games in a normal universe, in a normal world, not only wins you the division, not only has you finish with the best record in your respective league, but usually puts you in a position kind of the way the Cleveland Indians are in, where you get to cruise to the finish line. Very similar to Thomas Lugauer's fantasy team. When you're so far ahead, you can kind of take your foot off the brake. And here we are, 95 games into the year. There's 62-33. And I guarantee you, and I understand why, there's angst in the Yankee universe. And there's angst in the Yankee universe because when you're four and a half games out of first place, three in the loss column, in the wild card world we live in, you're nervous. In the world we live in, you don't want to deal with a one-game playoff. It doesn't matter if you're facing the Oakland A's, the Seattle Mariners, the Tampa Bay Rays, or some random baseball team that's in, you know, the minor leagues. You don't want to play one baseball game with your life on the line. We all know that. So there's angst in Yankee world. So Because of that, because of the fact the Red Sox are 68-30 and on pace to win 114 games, you look at yesterday's game and you get, A, frustrated that the offense could not figure it out. You get frustrated that Masahiro Tanaka made a bad pitch and gave up his daily or start basis home run. And you get really ticked off that Chad Green had his second implosion in a few outings. And you also get ticked off that Aaron Boone kept him in to take a beating going into the All-Star break when everybody's going to have 5 days off. And I'm telling you, if the Yankees were 8 games up or 7 games up the way the Cleveland Indians are, you may think the same things, but you're not going to have the angst over the same things. The Boston Red Sox are changing the game. They're changing everything about this. Let's go back to the Aaron Judge caught stealing from a few days earlier. If that happens and you're 7 games up, you're annoyed, you're frustrated, you're thinking what could have happened if Aaron Judge is A, safe, which was the initial call on the field, or he's not taking a risk like that, are we talking about a different game? What are we talking about? That's fine. That's still there, but the angst is different. The angst is there because of the Red Sox. The urgency to make a trade for a starting pitcher, especially a back-end starting pitcher, is absolutely there because of the Boston Red Sox. The idea of trading for Manny Machado, which I don't think it makes a lot of sense, and there have been mixed reports over the last 48 hours on the Yankees are in it, the Yankees are the favorites, the Yankees are offering this, they're offering that, oh wait, they're not the favorites, this team's the favorite. Here's the bottom line with the trade deadline. There are two things that are very annoying about the trade deadline. Fake trade deals, and I apologize every time I get involved in it, and rumors. You like the rumors because you want to know what the hell's going on, but there's so much misdirection. You don't really know what's going on. How about yesterday? Twitter almost broke because Manny Machado came out of the game in the fifth inning. The world is thinking he's been traded. Is he going to Milwaukee, who stinks, by the way? How about what they went through this weekend? Oh, boy. Is he going to the Dodgers, who, by the way, are in first place? Is he going to the Indians, who are trying to win a championship? Is he going to the Yankees? Is he going to the Red Sox? Your head is spinning with all these crazy rumors. But the urgency to do anything is all about 68-30. And you could see it with Aaron Boone yesterday when he was asked about it, about the Red Sox. And he said, well, I know they win every day. Of course it's frustrating. The Yankees just had an 11-game road trip. 11-game road trips in 10 days are not easy. I don't care who you're facing. And they happen to be facing the Toronto Blue Jays, who they won 2 out of 3 against, the Baltimore Orioles, who they split against, and the first-place Cleveland Indians, who they split against. That's not bad. It really isn't. To play 11 games in 10 days and go 6-5 is not a bad thing. But in the world we live in today, it's a bad thing because the Boston Red Sox exist. And I mentioned this number last week, but why don't we update it? Because this is the reason why the Boston Red Sox are in first place. It's a very simple reason. How the Yankees have done against the Orioles, Blue Jays, and Rays versus how the Red Sox have done against the Orioles, Blue Jays, and Rays. And at last check, the Yankees are an okay 18-13 against those teams. That's it. 18-13. They've been average against Tampa. They've been slightly below average against the Orioles. And they've been pretty good against the Toronto Blue Jays. 18-13 in the 31 games they've played against the three teams in their division, not named the Red Sox. It's not great. It's not awful. The Red Sox are 28-8. 28-8. They have been taking out the trash against these teams on a consistent basis. They've won 9 out of 10 against the Orioles. They've won 10 out of 13 against the Jays. They've won 9 out of 13 against Tampa. And the math adds up to that, 28-8. And that's why we sit here today. And that's why, as we sit here at the All-Star break, you can say in one breath, the Yankees have had this incredible first half of the year because they have record-wise. And the next breath, say, I'm panicking. I'm 4.5 games out of first place, because that's also true. Now, I do not take joy in bad things happening. I don't. But I do take joy in maybe people realizing the truth. And the truth is, the Yankees could use Gary Sanchez. That's the truth, okay? Has Austin Romine done a fine job filling in for Gary Sanchez? Absolutely. He has. He's done a better job than I could have imagined. The guy's hit for a solid average. He has a very good OPS. The guy's hit 6 home runs. He's done a really good job filling in for Gary Sanchez. And when you lose an all-star caliber player like Gary, sometimes backup players are exposed. Sometimes they are. I don't believe Austin Romine was exposed. I don't believe it at all. But what I would tell you is that they miss Gary Sanchez. And they miss Gary Sanchez for two very, very important reasons. Number one, despite his 190 average, despite the disappointment of the first half, and you could argue that Gary Sanchez may be the biggest disappointment of the first half of the year. There's a lot of guys you could bring up. You could bring up Sonny Gray, but I don't know what the expectations were for Sonny Gray. Gary Sanchez statistically did not give you anywhere near what you had hoped, and then obviously he gets hurt. But he is coming back for this weekend of the Subway Series. Not only do they miss his bat in his ability to break a game with the power he has, because remember, despite the awful first half, the guy hit 14 home runs in 63 games. That's not bad. That's not terrible. They also miss just that presence in the batting order. It lengthens the batting order when all of a sudden Gary Sanchez is in the middle of it. But then there's another thing. And this is a thing that I've screamed about many times about Gary because I don't think he gets enough respect for this. And this is not to ignore his pass ball issue at all. Not to ignore it. It's not to ignore some of the struggles he had. I remember specifically in one of the Subway Series games where he literally cost his team strikes by not holding onto the baseball well. But Gary Sanchez is really good at throwing out base runners. And I think what's been exposed over the last few weeks is that with Austin Romine and with Kyle Higashioka, they're not as good. Those are just the facts. And I think the number at last check was base runners are 18 for 21 against the Yankees stealing bases with Gary Sanchez not there. I know in baseball in 2018, there are some that have tried to minimize the stolen base. The stolen base can be a big deal. As we saw when Chad Green got ran on yesterday, and we saw when Aaron Boone, for whatever reason, didn't take him out. I'm telling you, that thing annoyed me because when you play the final game before the All-Star game, one of the reasons I love the final game before the All-Star game is you can manage things a little differently. Number one, you can push your bullpen a little bit more because they're about to have 4 or 5 days off. And number two, as we saw with Terry Francona, you can use a starting pitcher. You can go to a starting pitcher out of the bullpen and ask them to get big outs. What you don't have to have happen is basically keep a guy in there who clearly doesn't have it. Chad Green did not have it. But here's the moral of the story. We're at the halfway point of the season, unofficially, because the Yankees and everybody else have certainly played more than 81 games. But we're at the unofficial halfway point of the season. The Yankees have a sparkling record of 62-33. They're on pace to win 106 games. And yet there's angst. There's a lot of angst. Because more so than 62-33, more so than being on pace to win 106 games, more than anything else, the number that scares you is 4.5. And that's how many games they are behind the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.